and two girls. Mm-hmm. And she'd work and make that stuff and get it and cook it for them. Mm-hmm. I read a many time roast potatoes. You ain't see people roasting in the ashes in the poor places.
Yes, I have. My mother used to do that.
They're good, ain't they?
Uh-huh.
And well, we'd roast them in there. We said, can we have a little butter? Yes, if you want it. Come on in here, I'll give it to you. Well, she'd get up and go get the butter. You didn't go in messing with her stuff. She's a clean old woman.
Now, this was your mother?
Yes, sir. This is my mammy. Mm-hmm. The daddy died and left, and this is her taking care of the children. Mm-hmm. And so I done pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Well, how have the people around here treated you?
They've been mighty nice, and since I done, they treated me nice when my husband, he's sick 4 years. Mm-hmm. And I worked 4 years. Mm-hmm. I didn't play now. Mm-hmm. They ain't help me tell you, little white lady. You know Bob White out here? Did you know him?
Well, we wanted to see him when we came up here, but he's gone to Florida right now.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, Helen was here, his daughter, the other day. She comes to see me and bring me something. She says that anything away from home, old like you is and can't do nothing, says you need it. She told me she'd been gone. And she come back, she says, you get your rations now. I told her, oh, all right. I'm just as proud and a lot of folks around Miss Fast Jackson, she brings me something. And a lot of them give me something.
Yeah, they all seem to be very fond of you.
Well, I've never been in trouble in my life. Mm-hmm. What about that? Mm-hmm. I never was, and I've never stole nothing. Mm-hmm. My mammy learned her children don't steal nothing. Mm-hmm. And we didn't bother nothing. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't even get touched of what she had. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She'd tell us quick, don't bother my stuff. And we didn't bother. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks' children are stealing things they can get their hands on. Mm-hmm. But we didn't do it. Mm-hmm. The man down used to live up there where I cooked that dinner for that day. I just got to tell you that. He moved down here below Rome, Pritchard Rome, and way down below Atlanta, anyhow. I can call the place sometime. Mm-hmm. And he moved down there, that Bob Lee Knox. And he told that man, he says, I went down there to wait on his wife. She was sick and she said she was going to die and she wanted me to be there. When she died, so that I'd close her eyes. Mm-hmm. And so they sent me the money, and I got on the train and went on down there. And got down there. One of the girls met me in the car. When I got up over my seat in the train, I see Geraldine running. I know you call them Mr. or Miss. None of them. Rob, none of them. Just called him by that. She didn't lie, Miss Eunice didn't. Mm-hmm. The mammy and daddy and that one didn't lie. Say, you call him by their name. You their mammy. And so I looked out the window and I see Geraldine running. Mm-hmm. So I said, that's Geraldine, I ain't on easy. I got up and went on out. She come running up, and when she seen me, she just come and start laughing. She was so happy, she just hugged me. They come see me last summer. Mm-hmm. Two of the girls, there's two living now. Mm-hmm. And they come to see me. You ought to see them hugging me. I said, all the mammy in the world we got. Mm-hmm. They just hugged me and kissed me. When I let them kiss me, sometimes I won't let them. I tell them, your face too white, put to my black face.
Oh.
I don't know, but